Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Visit ctf4kids.org.
I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri House Corrections Committee tackles a state legal expense fund during a hearing. Brian Howsworth reports.
Elisa, there's two key pieces of legislation that were discussed in the committee today. The Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty's bill would require Attorney General Hawley to submit a monthly report to lawmakers detailing all activity concerning the fund, not just corrections. Chairman Fitzwater's proposal strictly deals with corrections. The chairman telling me that he will meet with Speaker Richardson. He says it's possible that Richardson will approve both bills, that both bills could go out into the full House at a later date.
All right. Thank you, Brian. In other news, a proposal to boost online privacy could soon see action on the Missouri Senate floor. The measure forbids employers, schools, and landlords from requiring access to usernames or passwords of a personal online account. Republican Senator Caleb Rowden says appropriate information would still be available for those who are performing warranted background checks.
It's within the bounds of life for employers to look at social media profiles and, you know, make sure that, you know, whatever you can glean from that public information is certainly acceptable.
The measure bars employers, schools, and landlords from taking retaliatory action against people who refuse to share their passwords or usernames. The Springfield News Leader reports that Missouri State University in Springfield is bracing for a tuition increase, program cuts, and staff layoffs. A proposal under consideration by its Board of Governors calls for in-state undergraduate students to pay $4 more a credit hour. Based on Governor Greitens's proposed budget that begins in July, the university would lose nearly $8 million in state funding next school year. For St. Louis University, researchers say the Zika virus could pose a threat to the region because of St. Louis being ranked the highest in the nation for its rates of sexually transmitted diseases. The Zika virus can be spread sexually and by infected mosquitoes. A significant gap exists between rural and urban areas when using health information technology at nursing homes, according to a University of Missouri study. Author Greg Alexander says lawmakers must give incentives to help rural nursing homes boost their technology.
All of the incentives are for acute care and therefore physician ambulatory care, those kinds of places. And long-term care doesn't have those kinds of incentives, so the resources that are being put forward to those places is less.
Alexander found some rural nursing homes are using creative and highly unsophisticated solutions to help optimize care for patients. This is Missouri Net News.